You're listening to the audio production of Parenting with Love and Logic, Teaching Children Responsibility by Foster Klein and Jim Fay, published by Nav Press in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Chris Fabry. Dedication from Foster to all the parents and children, including our own, who were my teachers, and to my wife, Hermie, who gave support. And dedication from Jim to my wife, Shirley, whose love, support, and wisdom have always been a source of motivation and strength. Foreword by Foster Klein and Jim Fay. We have been gratified to see the response that the world has given Parenting with Love and Logic and Parenting Teens with Love and Logic. Parents on 6 continents, all except Antarctica, have effectively embraced love and logic concepts. During these years since the first edition, we have happily collected success stories of parents who excitedly and proudly told us of raising their children with choices, consequences, and empathy as taught in Parenting with Love and Logic. While sales have continued to increase, it is apparent that the world has changed in many ways since the books were written. In those days, there was no instant messaging, no talking to strangers in chat rooms, no computer games. Toddlers didn't own plastic toys that took turns spouting off the alphabet, tutoring children on naming colors and helping them learn to spell. Yet, no matter the generation, good parenting boils down to loving and effective parent-child relationships and communication that engender respect and self-discipline. Our goal has not changed, but this edition includes information on how parents can specifically handle the new challenges our children face. We thank the parents who have told us how the principals here have helped them raise children who are equipped to make good decisions and who are loving, responsible, and fun to be around. We also thank those who have given us ideas and suggestions, some of which have been included in this edition. Introduction. For hundreds of years, rookie parents learned the fine points of child rearing by example. They took the techniques their parents had used on them and applied them to their own children. Today, this approach is more apt to bomb than boom. Many of us, when we feel failure in parenting, throw up our hands in frustration and say, "I can't understand it. It worked for my dad." Yes, it did. But things have changed. The human rights revolution, the communication explosion, the internet, cell phones, changes in the nuclear family, these and many other factors have radically changed how our children view life. Kids are forced to grow up more quickly these days, so they need to learn sooner how to cope with the tremendous challenges and pressures of contemporary life. The impact of rising divorce rates, single parents raising kids, blended families, and other changes in the family has been dramatic. Parents must learn to use different techniques with kids who live in today's complex, rapidly changing world. That's where Parenting with Love and Logic comes in. Why the terms love and logic? Effective parenting centers around love. Love that is not permissive. Love that doesn't tolerate disrespect. But also love that is powerful enough to allow kids to make mistakes and permit them to live with the consequences of those mistakes. Most mistakes do have logical consequences, and those consequences, when accompanied by empathy, our compassionate understanding of the child's disappointment, frustration, and pain, hit home with mind-changing power. This book is written in 2 parts. In the first, we will lay out our concepts on parenting in general terms, centering on building self-concept, separating problems, neutralizing anger and arguments, using thinking words and enforceable statements, offering choices.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?